when you sat in the airplane and they turned on the engine, what were your first thoughts? How'd you feel?
I felt...
That's really a highlight for me. But what was really the coolest part about going to the airport? Did you do anything fun?
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we have a special guest. As you can see, Carson is not sitting next to me in the studio, although he's sitting in the other room right now. He told me he wanted me to do a solo episode, and I said no. I wanted to have a guest on the episode. So, tell everybody your name.
Hi, my name is Rex, and I'm 11 years old.
Oh, and he's 11 years old. I couldn't remember. I've known Rex now for, I'm looking at his mom, I think 5 years. So I've known you since you were 6 years old or so. I remember I've seen you grow up for half of your life. It's pretty impressive, huh? Mm-hmm. So Rex is the son of the head of customer service, Amanda, at Strass. So we first met when Amanda was working at NextGen, right? Flight school? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. And he came in and I got to meet him. And Amanda was all afraid that their kids would misbehave or something. And they did not. They were perfect. They were little angels. Now, he's one of the most well-behaved children ever that comes over to my house. There's very few children I will reinvite over, especially all my son's friends. But Rex, I will reinvite. So, wanted to have him on. We're just going to do a quick episode today. But I wanted to talk to you about something really cool. As you know, you used to go to the flight school quite a bit, right?
Yes.
So you were probably 6 years old when you first went there.
About six or seven.
Six or seven. What's your first memory of just going to the flight school? Not airplanes, or, well, maybe it could have been airplanes, but like, what was your first memory just going into the office and seeing all the airplane stuff on the walls, kind of like what we have behind us?
Probably when we just first walked in, we just seen the desk with like the plane wing on it. I just remember that. And usually we went there like almost every day.
Nice. I didn't even know that. So. I'm just kidding.
But I had fun there. Really fun.
Yeah. So that was a really cool desk. I remember buying that desk specifically to bring it. Actually, you know where that desk came from? It was our very first office desk at our Riverside location. And then we moved it to our Redlands location. But if you didn't know, this, it's all metal desk and it has like screws in it. It made it look like rivets. It was really, really cool. And we actually have it in the other room right now. We use it as a desk here. So that's that same desk that you were sitting at a few minutes ago. Did you realize that?
Yeah, I told my mom, I was like, hey, this is the same desk that we had at the Redlands flight school.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So it's a really cool desk. What else did you remember about there? Did you go and hang out downstairs? And
yeah, we went downstairs with my brother to watch TV until my mom was done working. Then we went home.
Nice. Yeah. So downstairs, there was upstairs and a downstairs. Downstairs was a classroom. So there was all sorts of airplane stuff there. Mm-hmm. Did you ever run into any of the flight instructors that were there?
Sometimes. Yeah. There's some downstairs, like having meetings mm-hmm. at the desks or tables.
Then you would go to my executive office that I never went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of sometimes.
Don't worry. You won't get your mom in any trouble today. Not today. Not tomorrow, but one day. Just kidding. Okay, so outside of that, any of the flight instructors ever teach you anything about airplanes?
I didn't really hear them talk about any planes, but sometimes I just heard them down there. They're just doing meetings. They're talking. Where they're on the whiteboard and just...
Yeah, they're probably just talking about flight training, right? They got to teach all the students how to fly airplanes. All right, so that's the office. That's the boring part of a flight school, right? Mm-hmm. So what else did you get to see there? Did you get to see any airplanes?
Yeah, we seen airplanes and my mom had a couple of them. We got to sit in them and it was really cool.
Well, nice. And that was like one of the first times you went over to the airport?
Yes.
So for everybody listening, if you have a 6-year-old or 11-year-old, do you still like airplanes?
Yes, I love airplanes.
I love it too. You can be a pilot?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's pretty cool. So if you have a young kid, I remember when I first went to an airport back in 2013, I went to go look at airplanes. I brought my son, Austin. My son, Austin, was younger than you were. He was 4 years old, I think, around 4 years old. And I brought my son, Austin, and maybe he was younger, maybe three. And he sat on my lap, actually, just like, now he's 6 foot two. He can't sit on my lap without hurting me. And he graduated. He graduated from eighth grade yesterday. So I was pretty excited about that. You're going to be there at some point, sometime too, soon too. You're about to go into junior high too, huh?
Yes, I graduated a couple weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations! Sixth grade, big jump for next year. So besides that, I brought my son over to the flight school that I was going to go to when I first learned how to fly. And he got to sit in the airplane and I got to sit in the airplane. We just had a ton of fun. And it was so cool just looking at the instrument panel. And I remember my son still talks about that day. And I obviously still talk about it today, about looking at all the instruments. So when you first sat in the airplane, what did you think about the instrument panel?
Well, first I seen like a bunch of, it kind of looked like compasses a little bit.
There's one compass in there. There's another instrument that kind of looks like a compass too.
I noticed at the steering wheel, you could lift back. And that makes it to lift up while flying. And I seen...
So you pull on the control wheel and it changes the elevator position.
And I also seen some switches too.
Lots of switches. Those are fun to press, aren't they? Okay, so you got to do that. And that's really a highlight for me. But what was really the coolest part about going to the airport? Did you do anything fun?
Yes, we got to see one of the shows there. Oh, a long time ago, though, before the movie even met you guys.
Oh, really? I know they did some air show stuff, and they did stuff in Airplane or Santa Claus. Did you ever go to that one?
Yes, I have, actually. And also the Halloween one, too.
Ooh, they did Trunk or Treat, huh?
Yeah, Trunk or Treat.
Yeah, that one was neat. I went to one of the Trunk or Treats, but Amanda took care of that booth, I think, almost exclusively. That's why you went, I'm sure. Okay. So we've talked about going seeing airplanes. We've talked about going to the Redlands Air Show that was by Hangar 24. I wish they still did that air show. It was so rad. It was one of my favorite air shows. What aerobatic performer did you like the best? Which, do you remember any specific airplanes?
I remember a jet like doing a bunch of flips in the air and then it like had a trail of something like a gas or something. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. They turn on the smoke. They go smoke on and they just go for it, huh? Mm-hmm. That is kind of fun. My favorite airplane actually flew there and it was the closest I ever got to it. It's called a Yak 110. It's two Yak 55s. If anybody's listening to this and they've never seen the Yak 110, it's an aerobatic air show plane. And this thing is epic. It's two Yak 55s welded together with a jet engine in the middle. And then they've got the smoke as well. It's pretty, pretty cool. It was probably one of my favorite airplanes I've ever seen. Actually, it is my favorite airplane. I can't wait to go meet the guy who flies that thing. You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's up, Brandon.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
All right. Besides that, you told me something before we came in here, and that was kind of the premise of why we came to sit down and come chat on here. You said you went flying.
Yes.
How long ago did you go flying? It's probably been a couple years at least, huh?
Probably about like 4 or 3 years ago.
3 or 4 years. Okay. So you were like 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old.
Yes.
Cool. Who brought you flying, actually? Start off with that.
My mom did and her boyfriend did, but they broke up. So.
Okay. But well, that's sometimes for the best.
Her boyfriend brought his nephew and we got to go on the plane together.
Nice. Was his nephew a pilot?
No.
Who was the pilot?
Oh, the pilot?
Was it you?
No, we were in the back.
Oh, you're in the back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So who was the pilot?
I forgot his name.
Okay. But it was one of the flight instructors at the flight school.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad you got to experience that. Do you know which plane it was? Was it a high wing or a low wing?
I think it was a high wing.
So a Cessna 172.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that plane, you actually, when you get in there, you sit kind of back like this, huh? Mm-hmm. And then once you start flying, you sit up and you can see everything.
Yes.
All right. So when you sat in the airplane and they turned on the engine, what were your first thoughts? How'd you feel?
I felt excited because I haven't been in a plane in a while, ever since like I was about like 4 or 3 when we went to North Carolina. And it was pretty cool. It was different because the planes that we usually go in, they were like
big jets, right?
Yeah, big jets.
Yeah.
And the one that we went in was a high wing.
4-seater high wing airplane. Pretty cool stuff. So you weren't nervous at all?
No.
Just fearless. I love it. Just go for it. See, if a 6 or 7 or 8 year old can jump in an airplane, there's no reason for you to be scared of anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like you were fine. And look, you're here today. Yep. Look at that. And I have like over 2000 hours or something in the airplane. You have 30 minutes and I'm still here. It's not scary at all, huh?
Nope.
Okay. So besides that, once you took off or when the plane was just rolling on the runway, how'd you feel about that?
I felt like, I can't really explain it, but it was just exciting for me.
Did you look out the window or were you looking down?
I looked out the window and I seen my mom waving and I waved back.
And you waved back?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you could see her out of the airplane. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And after you took off, I know that you probably departed the area. Just you went to the east, kind of towards where your house is, right? Mm-hmm. And did you fly over your house?
Yeah. No, kind of, yes. A little bit. We've seen our house.
Okay, you saw your house. That's awesome. And what other stuff did you see?
We seen the dam over there, like over north or east. I forgot. That over in...
You're right. It is north. It is east of the airport. East. That is correct. You're
doing good. And we seen like a kind of like a big trench, like with a kind of like a ditch next to the freeway. And we seen a big park next to our house.
Park next to your house. Oh, that's pretty cool. And you got to see all of that from the sky.
Yes.
And you still remember it. And it's been years later. So everybody who's listening, I mean, he's 11 years old. This happened 3 or 4 years ago for him. But it was so impactful that he still remembers little tiny details like going over a park or a dam and which direction it was. So that's just how impactful it is to get students and young children into aviation really early. And I asked you earlier if you'd ever want to become a pilot. And you said maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Pilots make a lot of money and they go travel the world and they wear cool uniforms and they get all the ladies, right?
Yeah.
For all the men, if you're a lady. But those are all really cool things, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would it take for you to make a decision on wanting to become a pilot long-term? Like when you get older, what do you think? Think you just want to see the world or what do you think that would say, you know what, Brandon, I want to become a pilot.
I'd just like to travel and see new places I've never been to. I'd like to see cool spots and see if I want to go there someday. And
that is very cool. Very, very cool. Well, that is pretty cool. I want to ask one more question before we wrap it up for the day because we've been going for about 13 minutes already and that's about how long we have our episodes, around 15 minutes or so. So when after you were done with that, you had to come back and come land, right?
Yes.
So that you fly over the airport and you make a right turn into the downwind and a right turn base. And then, by the way, this is right traffic at this airport. Why I'm saying right turns. And then you turn right turn to final. What did it feel like right before you were about to land?
Well, we had 2 landings because the first one we kind of a little bit failed because we were going a little too fast. So we had to go all the way back around and then make a landing again. But once we were landing, I kind of felt the plane going like horizontally. Then it went to land and then it just started rolling and then they stopped and I stood up out of the plane and I just stretched and
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So what you probably did is you did a go around. And that is really, really important. And there's a little song that people play. You can always go around. That song says you can always go around. And that's what they did. So if the landing is not right, everybody, you can always go around. And there's no problem doing that. So keep that in mind. if you need to go around, just like he did that first time. And it just gave you two landings, right? Yep. Second time, you said it probably slipped it in. So it was probably a little, that's my words, but my guess on what happened, which means it was probably a little windy that day. Was it a little windy?
Actually, it kind of was. Yeah, it was pretty windy.
Yep, that's why. So yeah, if it's a windy day and the landing's not right, just got to go around and go do a different one. So no big deal. Well, do you want to say anything to all the listeners? There's going to be, or watchers. There's going to be a whole lot of people watching you on YouTube or listening to you on their radio driving home sometime.
Be safe if you're on a plane.
Okay, I like that. That's a good one. Well, thank you all for listening today. And thank you, Rex, for being my fantastic co-host of the day. As always, if you would like to reach out to either me or Carson, you reach us in our emails, Brandon@AviationMentors.com, Carson@AviationMentors.com, or for Mark, our producer, producer@AviationMentors.com. Don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, share, or any of the things you're supposed to do on social media on whatever streaming platform you're watching or listening to us on. It's really a huge part of helping us grow the aviation community and as well as helping us grow the podcast. We really appreciate it. And since Carson's not here, we're going to let Rex say it.
As we wrap up for the day, remember we are here to guide your aviation journey. Fly safe and enjoy the ride.
Thanks so much, Rex. Nice job. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.